Hi, it's KCCK's Culture Crawl. I'm Dennis Green, and my guests today are from the upcoming Clear Creek Amana High School production of The Wizard of Oz. Say hi to Sydney, Lily, and Evan. Welcome.
Hi.
I'll let you I'll let you reintroduce yourselves, the first and last names. Now, beginning with you, Sydney.
Okay, I am Sydney Emmel, and I am playing Glinda, the Good Witch of the North.
And what year are you in school?
I am a senior.
Okay, Lily.
I'm Lily Schloss. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Dorothy.
I'm Evan Streit. I'm also a senior, and I'm playing The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. All right. Well, so how's it going?
Good so far. We're getting to the end of the line.
Oh, yeah. At the time of taping, we're a little over a week out, so you're probably going to be hip deep in tech for the next few days.
Oh, yeah.
So this is obviously, it's a familiar story to most of us, but I have to ask, for people of my generation, the movie was on TV every year, and it was, I've seen this movie 25 times, but not so much anymore. So let's start by telling me what your familiarity is with this story.
So my dad was always a really big movie person. So the first time I ever saw it was in movie form with my dad. But however, the first time that I saw it in musical form, Miss Lily Schloss was playing a poppy.
Yes, this is my third time doing this production. I was a little poppy in a munchkin when I think I was 8. And then I did it last summer at Washington Community Theater, and I played Dorothy there. Then I'm doing it again now. But I grew up on this movie. I think this movie musical is such a staple. Like this, Sound of Music, West Side Story, all of that. Grew up watching with my parents. So I was very familiar with the movie.
Evan, what about you?
Yeah, similar to them. My mom is big into movies. She watched it with me growing up. And then she also took me and my dad to see it this past fall at Theater Cedar Rapids. Yeah, and then there was a re-showing of it in theaters sometime over the winter for the 85th anniversary that I went to with several of the other cast members.
Okay, so Wizard of Oz, still a thing.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So, Lily, you've been in the stage musical now a couple of times. Evan, you saw it most recently at Theater Cedar Rapids. These characters are iconic. If you've seen the movie, you certainly have kind of an idea of, how people look and move and things like that. But even if you haven't, when you see, people doing these parts, you start to get a sense of how you might do it. So, Lily, let's start with you. How did you break away? You just played Dorothy.
Yeah.
So how is, do you change things?
I have. So, at Washington Community Theater when I did it last summer, it was my first time ever having a lead role. And so I think I treated Dorothy, the character, very similar to my personality, which was great. But now doing it a second time around, playing Dorothy again, our staging director, Deb Kennedy, was talking to me and she's like, I want you to kind of take yourself out of this character because you and Dorothy aren't similar. Dorothy's been trapped in Kansas her entire life and wants to see the world, and you have been able to see the world at the age that you are. So I am taking a different approach to it now, which is definitely changing the character up. But yeah.
Evan, same question. You've seen a couple of different people portray the wizard. I will tell you that I just came. I saw The Wiz.
Oh, yeah.
Recently. And The Wizard is a much different character.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I've seen several different portrayals. And at TCR, they actually had a female portrayal of it, which I thought was a really interesting take on the character. Part of the wizard at the beginning is also playing Professor Marvel. And I think he's a really interesting, kind of quirky character. And he definitely brings some more characterization to it, especially because the wizard is behind the curtain for quite a bit of it. And when he gets revealed, I feel like I have to be a little bit more timid, and I've been behind a curtain for a while, so I normally am a very outgoing person, and so I have to dial it back a little bit for that. But I also feel putting on costumes definitely helps with characterization. I feel like once I have the outfit on, I feel like a whole different person.
Yeah. Like Jack Nicholson said to Michael Keaton when they filmed Batman 89, they're in the makeup chair and Jack leans back and says, "Kid, we just got to let the uniforms do the work."
That's so true.
But, that's a good point about Professor Marvel, because a lot of people forget that, you know, there is a big scene with Dorothy and, you know, and the character who will become the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. And that's really where you get to know the professor.
Yeah.
Okay, Sydney. Glinda, I'm a little different tack here. Mm-hmm. Glinda, it's very easy just, you know, to portray her as the fairy godmother who just, you know, flits in and flicks her magic wand. But I'm guessing you wanted to have a little bit more meat to this part than just that.
Yes. So Glinda in Oz is supposed to reflect Dorothy's feelings towards Aunt Em and how that was kind of like a mother-like relationship for her. And so when I try to get in character, like my biggest thing is like I try, and it's hard because Lily and I are the same age, but like I try to like take on this like motherly persona and like try, like I'm like, okay, comfort Dorothy, like she's scared, she's in a new place. But I would also have to agree with Evan that the costumes help. When I get my wand in my hand, I am Glinda. You cannot, I don't, yeah, I can't once, turn it off.
Once she has that wand, it's all over. Is there, you know, so again, you know, kind of coming back to the same thing, you know, very familiar story, familiar characters. Is there anything that surprised any of you as you started mounting this production? Anything that was different than what you expected?
I was a little bit surprised by how funny it was. There's actually some really good comedic moments in here, and thinking of The Wizard of Oz, like, there's some silly scenes in the original movie, but I think there's some really good comedic lines and comedic timing in this rendition that I really enjoy.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think especially a lot of the our fellow classmates we have playing some of the main characters, so like Tin Man, Lion, Scarecrow, they're all very funny people, and they bring their own like individual aspects to the role, and I think they're all doing super great with it. And I laugh at them in like the best way possible, but they're really funny. Yeah,
I would agree with them.
What's your favorite moments in the show? Evan, we'll start with you.
Oh, my favorite would be in the second act, after I've come out of the curtain and they've kind of discovered me, and I've talked to each of them. I sort of have my moment with each of them where I give like Scarecrow his diploma and stuff like that. And my best friend Andrew is playing the Tin Man. And so I have this like kind of sentimental moment where I'm talking about giving him a heart. And that means a lot to me. And I'm really glad that I get to play that with him.
Oh, no, we're all going to cry. Sydney, how about you?
I'm going to try to explain this the best I can. But there's there's a scene at the beginning, towards the beginning, where I'm with Dorothy and all these munchkins are surrounding us and we're doing this little dance and it is so adorable. We have some of our elementary students from our elementary schools playing the munchkins and they're so cute and they're so committed and the dance is just so adorable. I just think it's a really cute, special moment.
Lily, what's that like watching all those little kids playing the munchkins and, you know, doing that thing that you did a few years ago?
I know. It's so sweet. I am just beaming the entire time. I, like, am smiling so hard my cheeks are hurting at the end of our, what, 8-minute sequence of the dance. It is adorable. I love it. I'm so grateful that we were able to include elementary kids in this because, I mean, Munchkin Land would still be Munchkin Land, but with a lot of high schoolers playing the Munchkins, it would be a little different. So, but yeah.
Okay, and also your favorite moment.
I'm going to be a little cliche here and say Singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Well, kind of hard to argue with that.
It's such a magical song, and it's a beautiful moment for Dorothy to be imagining some place that she's never been, and I love it. It's very sentimental, too, so yeah.
The musical is The Wizard of Oz at Clear Creek Amana High School, April 11th through the 13th. I heard you talking before we started taping. You were talking with Laura in our office, who has a very young granddaughter, and she asked a very important question. How scary is it? You know, is it okay to bring little kids to?
It is a very kid-friendly musical. Okay. The Wicked Witch can be scary at times, really? But... you know, they would love it. It's very fun.
Okay. Yes. Fun for the whole family.
Yes.
How do we get tickets?
We have, do you want to go?
We have links to the tickets online on bound.com. We
on our Clear Creek Amana
also
website,
have it on the Clear Creek Amana website. And
it's for reserved seating. You can come to the door and buy general admission if you'd like, but you should probably get the tickets before they sell out online.
So, and what's the website for the school?
Clear Creek Amana High School. You search that up, the website will pop right up.
All right.
There you go.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're having a lot of fun with this.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's going to be a great run. Good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being here.
Of course.
You can hear the Culture Crawl live on the radio many weekdays at 10:30 or download the podcast. Watch or listen on your own schedule at kcck.org/culture. Watch the video on Facebook or YouTube. Our producer is Lydia Kilgore. I'm Dennis Green. I'll talk to you later.